The story is told of an elderly man and woman who went to the doctor because their memories were beginning to fade. And upon arriving at the doctor suggested that many people's memory fades as you get older. You simply need to write things down. So they got home and the wife told the husband, "Would you go in the kitchen and get me a bowl of ice cream?" She goes, "Make sure you write that down." The husband says, "My memory's just fine. I don't need to write it down." She goes, "But that's not all I want. I also want some strawberries and whipped cream on the ice cream." The husband says, "Check. Ice cream, strawberries, and whipped cream. Got it. Be back in a minute." So he walks into the kitchen. And she hears these pots and pans rattling and making a big clatter in there. And 5 minutes later, he comes back with the beautiful plate of bacon and eggs. And she looked at him and says, "Where's the toast that I ordered?" Speaking of remembering, I can't for the life of me remember anything about the day I was baptized. After all, I was only almost 30 days old when I passed through the water of holy baptism. My mother and father took me to a Presbyterian church of all things in Spalding, Nebraska, and took me before the altar to be baptized. All I got to commemorate that day is a baptismal certificate in my office, a black and white photo, yes, it's black and white, of me draped over my mother's arms with my dad holding my middle brother and my oldest brother standing beside him. We're all there in the picture with mom and dad. It's pretty awesome. But I don't really remember anything about it at all. In fact, the day is kind of a blur. However, I do remember when my kids were baptized. I remember Joseph and Jordan were baptized along with Jenna by Pastor Real in Grand Island. In fact, Jenna was born at the seminary, and we drove all the way across Missouri to get to Grand Island to have the baptism of her there by him. But I also remember Julia's baptism because it was shortly after I was ordained in the ministry at St. John Lutheran Church in Pilger that I drowned her in the water of holy baptism and ushered her into the kingdom of God. It was truly a joyous day because I got to do it myself. But through baptism, God gives us some great gifts. He gives us forgiveness of sins, which you know. He rescues you from death and the devil, and He ushers you into eternal life, or gives you eternal life. Therefore, it's always a blessing and a privilege when we have baptisms here at Emmanuel. In fact, baptisms, the font is the central focus point of the congregation as you walk into the building. Because as I often say, that baptismal font reminds you that it's through the water of holy baptism that you are ushered into this family. With all that said, with all the fact that it's a big deal, how soon does it take after the baptism for the memories to begin to fade? And it's really not all that important anymore. Now, for example, can anyone tell me the day, month, and year that they were baptized? Maybe a few. I got yours written down, Eleanor. Because I know Eleanor's. I baptized her on March the 26th, 2006. Annabelle, you were baptized on May the 28th of 2006. And Thomas, you were baptized on October the 1st of 2006. You were really dirty. I dunked you twice. But see, here's the reality. Martin Luther tells us that every time you wash your face, remember your baptism. Wait a minute. That sounds most helpful. But when I get in the shower, it's not my baptism I think about. I'm thinking more about Julie needs to get some more shampoo because I'm about out. Or I'm thinking about it's going to be a busy day today. There's a lot going on. I got all this stuff happening. Or the sermon's still not done yet. And I know what you're thinking. My assignment's not done. My test is today. And all these other things we worry about. And so that water caresses across our bodies. We give no thought of baptism at all. But there are many ways to remember our baptism and to be glad for it. Now, in your hymnal, you'll notice that throughout the hymnal, there's those little maroon crosses throughout the divine service. For example, when you did the Apostles' Creed, there's that little maroon cross at the bottom where it talks about the company of heaven and resurrection of the dead and all that stuff. It's right there at the bottom. And it's a great chance to make the sign of the cross remind myself that I've been baptized, that I'm a part of the family of God through water and word. Or I can remember my baptism in the morning. When I get up, as Luther says, well, I splash my face or I shave, which I hate to do. But the reality is we can do it at that time, remember my baptism. But there's also other ways we can do it. Each time we climb into the shower, we can remember our baptism. So I'm going to give you a baptismal prayer. I'll recite it. I'm not going to write it down for you, but if you want it, you sure can have it. To hang in your shower if you want. It goes like this. Lord, as I enter the water, I remember my baptism. Wash me by your grace. Fill me with your spirit. Renew my soul. I pray that I might live as your child today and honor you in all that I do. Amen. Short and sweet. But it reminds me of the water of my baptism. But as luck would have it, your baptism isn't just plain water, but it's water mingled with God's word. In fact, Luther put it this way. Baptism is not simply plain water. Instead, it is water used according to God's command and connected with God's word. And then there's an ellipsis. For without the word of God, the water is plain water and not a baptism. But with the word of God, it is baptism, that is, a grace-filled water of life. Now, I've told you guys before in confirmation class that I have baptized with water from the Jordan River. My first baptism, Natalie Gaylor, I don't know if you remember that, Julie, baptized with water from the Jordan River. And afterwards, her grandfather got a funnel and put the water back into a big Clorox bottle to save it for somebody else. But is the water significant? Does the water have to be some kind of water in order to be efficacious or effective? The answer is no. Any water will do. In fact, Luther's students asked him the question, can you baptize with beer? And I think Luther said yes, but why would you want to? But it's still water. But baptism is a beautiful ceremony. Because there, the family gathers around, you have all the witnesses, and the congregation is there to witness the whole thing, and it's the manifestation of God's physical love for that child. Because that's for them, it's really the first time where they interact with God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in that sacramental way, and God does stuff for them there. But baptism is God's word proclaimed. Now, if you look through the scripture, the disciples were commanded to go into all nations and baptize them in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know that, right? We also hear from Luke that as the children were coming to, or from Mark, as the little children were coming to Jesus, and the disciples tried to rebuke them, that Jesus invited them into his arms and then blessed them all. But we also have that word contained in the Apostles' Creed that reminds us of that confession of faith on Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that we hold so dear. Baptism is water in words. We, however, do not just baptize out of the blue. We have a navigation tool in the baptismal liturgy. For in the liturgy, if you open your hymnals, it talks about that idea that we renounce the devil and all of his works and all of his ways, and then it goes right into the Apostles' Creed. Do you believe in this? And we confess the creed. And we confess our faith. We confess everything that's good and renounce everything that's evil. And we are baptized into a multi-thousand year tradition of the Church of Christ in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, we use these grand words of promise of baptism because they're so powerful. Because in baptism, God literally makes you a promise. And we celebrate baptism, and we celebrate the relationship we have with God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, but God most especially wants His children to be born from above through water and word to become His disciples. Baptism showers us in the promise that we are not alone. When you're baptized into the family, whether you like it or not. And some might say that baptism is just a plain ritual. It's something that we do to make Grandma Schmidt or Grandma whoever happy. She wants to be baptized, whatever, we'll do it just to get her off our back. But baptism is so much more than that. For through water of holy baptism, your sins are washed away. Through the water of holy baptism, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And through the water of holy baptism, you are ushered into the family of God. What a gift that is. That's a gift that we should remember. In fact, it's a gift you should probably write down. Amen. Amen. Our hymn is...